This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning and welcome to this special New Year's Day edition of the Action Line. I'm Brian Barrett in today, and on this day, back in 1947, WGNS went on the air on AM 1450. That's right, on January 1st of that year, the Good Neighbor Station was born. It was 1947, Rutherford County, a very rural area, and had approximately 8,000 people in the entire county. Boy, how things have changed over the years. But it was a huge thing for this county to get its first radio station. Word is that on the night of December 31st, 1946, throughout the county, people were tuning their dials, and at 10 o'clock, the static suddenly vanished, and a strong new signal appeared. WGNS rang in the new year of 1947. We have a great section on history on our website, WGNSradio.com. Just click on About Us and click on down to the Memories section. You can see lots of old photos there. Today we're going to take a walk down memory lane here on the air. And of course, WGNS over the years has been your trusted source for weather information. A couple stick out in my mind. Back on January 24th of 1997, a tornado hit in the area of Southridge. And of course, that's around the Barfield area. Bart Walker was on the air for an extended period of time during that particular storm, and of course the Good Friday tornadoes as well. We're going to take a look back at some of the audio from both of those events as we covered it here on WGNS.
We have had some touchdowns here in the Murfreesboro area. We're looking at you, the different people in our community, to update us on what is happening. Obviously, the road out Shelbyville Highway, 231 South, or South Church Street, whatever you want to call it. The traffic is at a standstill there. We just talked with Lieutenant Clyde Atkinson in the 911 Emergency Center at the Murfreesboro Police Department. He encouraged everyone to avoid that area. This is Jeff Lester, who is out in the news cruiser. Jeff, tell us what you're seeing now.
I'm right on top of the bridge at 231 right now. It's traffic is at a standstill. They're letting you go through the interstate, so if you're trying to get through, take the interstate. That's a good route right now. But from what I can see, it looks like a Scud missile hit out here. There's debris, there's roofs. Traffic is backed up. If you don't have to go out here, don't. It is terrible out here.
Let's go to another line. Good evening. You're on WGNS.
I'm over at the Victory Life Building.
So you're right out there in the area.
That is correct. We saw it coming right at us, and we ran right into the vault that we have in our building. And fortunately, everyone here is all right. The roof is off the building. We have some car damage to some of our cars. And right across the street, we have two or three cars that flipped over. The police are here now with emergency equipment and are trying to cut wood off of one particular car. I can't tell at this particular point if anyone is hurt or not, but the access to the road right here on 231 is very limited, and there are electrical wires across the road.
You are the eyes and the ears of the community. Let's go back to the phones. Good evening. You're on WGNS.
Yes, I was wondering if anybody said anything about the situation on Jurgen Road.
We have not heard anything from Jurgen Road. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I live about a mile and a half, and we just drove down there, and there's a trailer blowed over, and there's a couple people that are hurt.
Some people are hurt in the trailer, did you say?
Yes, they've already came and took them away at the ambulance. They've got the road blocked, and there's some lines down. Trailer's turned over.
Want to remind you, if you're driving in the area and you happen to see any downed power lines, be very careful. Don't get out of your car in those areas, especially if the lines are sparking. Even if your car stalls on them, don't get out of your car because you could be electrocuted. Let's go to another line here. Good evening. You're on WGNS Murfreesboro.
About 30 minutes ago, I was an eyewitness to the tornado within 100 yards of it. I saw the whole top of the dealership at the Toyota place come completely off. get tore up. But the dealership was unreal. I saw it picked up that big air conditioning unit up on top and threw it all over the cars, and then it went over and hit Pillsbury.
So
I don't know what the damage is over there, but it was real close to me. We took off running.
Was the dealership open at the time?
Yes, it was open. All the lights behind the dealership busted at the same time in one big explosion.
Gosh.
It was pretty dangerous.
Well, I hope nobody was injured. We don't have any reports of injuries at this time. David, would you check the emergency room again? Let's double check to be sure that nobody is injured. Thank you very much for calling. There's another eyewitness there. Let's go back to the phones. Good evening. You're on WGNS.
Hello, Bart. This is Bill out here at Neil Sandler.
Yes, Bill.
I wanted to get some word out to the folks that, to the best of our knowledge, we had no injuries.
Oh, great.
We saw two twisters with a tremendous amount of trash in the air going up probably 250, maybe 300 feet, come together about 200 or 300 yards south of us towards Shelbyville. We saw it, had time to get everybody in the middle rooms in the hallways with no glass, and when they came together, that's when it hit us, and it did take down some concrete walls and a tremendous amount of damage to the cars and everything else. There was a gas leak that they were very concerned about when the emergency crews got there. I think they were able to shut that down. If anybody out there has friends or loved ones there at the dealership, I think that they'll find everybody's okay.
Good evening. You're on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Hello?
Yes. Could you tell us what part of town you're calling from?
We're at Riverdale High School.
At Riverdale?
And someone called in saying that it hit the annex. Well, we were in the annex and we're completely fine. The whole school is fine.
That is great news. There are a lot of parents, I'm sure, over on South Church Street, stranded in the traffic, who are probably panic-stricken, and no one is injured there. Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
You've made a lot of parents happy. 893.
From an audio perspective, as we take a look back here on our anniversary day here at WGNS, that was from 1997, January 24th, as a matter of fact, when tornadoes ravaged Rutherford County in the Barfield area. And, of course, we can't forget the Good Friday tornadoes back in 2009 that ripped a path through Murfreesboro, just almost the entire length of the county, with two deaths during that. We were on the air on the day of the tornado from prior to the touchdown through about 14 hours that day, getting lots of information. And the very next day, there was an aerial tour, and that's where we pick up with our audio as we took our microphones to the Murfreesboro Airport and into the damaged area with the remote broadcasting capabilities that we acquired right around that time. As a matter of fact, it allows us to go places with battery pack and cellular devices and get clear audio and get the story from where it happens. And so we were actually at the Murfreesboro Airport that morning, traveled to the affected areas from the tornado, and here is part of that conversation from the day after the Good Friday tornadoes.
Thank you, Robert. In the background here at the Murfreesboro Airport, you're obviously going to hear the helicopters taking off with the governor and deputy governor and TEMA officials, along with Senator Bill Ketron and Senator Jim Tracy, Representative Bart Gordon, and others. They are going to assess the damage, so that is what you're hearing in the background with the helicopter. And first of all, it may take us a minute until they take off. We have Deputy City Manager Rob Lyons here as well. And Rob, before we to the meat and potatoes, I guess, here, it hasn't been 24 hours yet since the tornadoes came through, and obviously damage assessment is continuing, but the search and recovery process is complete, I understand.
Yep. First of all, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families that have impacted in the community. We want to let everybody know we are doing everything absolutely possible to respond to this event and to begin the recovery process. I really want to compliment all of our emergency responders and the excellent job that they've done. I want to take this opportunity to
Chad Gerke is here, and Chad heads up the Murfreesboro Airport. Chad, you actually saw the tornado come over as it went around the airport.
Yeah, that's correct. We were preparing the airport for whatever weather was coming, and looked to the west and what appeared to be a funnel cloud behind the Kroger from our vantage point behind Adams Place, and saw the debris flying alongside it. and prepared ourselves to get into shelter, but we saw that it did go to the north of the airport. Felt like we were in the clear.
That's good to hear. And there were a lot of people who were not in the clear. And this morning there are a lot of sightseers, and we encourage those sightseers to please stay off the road. We were over on Thompson Lane just a little while ago, and it's almost impassable right now, not because of debris, but because of a gridlock of cars. There were people coming in who were from the phone company and from the electric department, and they were having a difficult time because the traffic is just not moving at all. So please do stay away from those areas. Murfreesboro police are doing a great job. They are all over the impacted areas, and they're keeping people from getting into
those
areas.
We'll be out and about with the governor and places where we need to be. We're just a telephone or a piece of equipment away from being on the air from anywhere, whether it be in the middle of the night, and we're going to pass that information along and make sure that we keep folks informed.
Very good, Brian. And we will be following WGNS, doing some of the broadcast. You and Scott and Danny did a phenomenal job yesterday, and we were out of town when it hit, but we headed back this way as quickly as we could.
Well, it's been a surreal time. It's been a time where you go from being scared to death to wondering about family, and I think we've gotten past that part, and now it's time for the disaster cleanup, and we're going to be here for that part of it as well. We've got more information.
Jim Tracy went on the aerial tour. What can you describe from that, Senator Tracy?
Well, just total devastation in the area where we are right now on Haynes Drive. You could just see from there where it just, like the house just blew up, and then you can be 50 yards away from it, didn't do any damage at all. It was a narrow tornado. It wasn't a wide tornado. It was just narrow, and you could tell where it would raise up and then come back down on the ground.
Did they say how long this was? I heard 8 miles, something like that.
I think that's right, around 8 miles. It starts over really out in the Blackman area, further out in the country. We flew over that, and there's also some damage over around Bradyville Pike. That could even be a different tornado.
So. Yeah, from what we understand, it may be, and the National Weather Service gets out and does all that assessment, but tremendous damage, and it really kind of cuts across the entire city, doesn't it? And
yeah, it really does. Majority of the damage is in the northern area where we are, I think, but it's all over, so it's just awful.
Well, I know that the governor is going to be working and pulling his ties to get disaster assistance in here as quickly as possible, and I'm sure you're encouraging that, and that's what's going to happen soon.
I am, and everybody's done a great job. We were out last night going through the damage. The city folks, the county, and the state highway patrol, they've all worked together for security reasons, and we've got a lot of volunteers out here working, so there's a lot of people working.
That's what it takes. I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Senator Jim Tracy in S. Murfreesboro, as we continue our coverage of the, I guess we have to say, deadly tornadoes. There were two tragic deaths, over 40 injuries, some very critical. One actually at the hospital in Vanderbilt after being life-flighted there. Terrible tragedy that came through yesterday. We started to get warnings just before 12 o'clock, and we were under a warning for a tornado for around 2 hours, as we had multiple storms that affected our area. Governor Phil Bredesen.
First of all, I'm standing right close to where the two people died here. And first of all, thoughts and prayers, I think, of everybody should go to that family. And it's very, very sad. I am, having seen this, I am astonished that not more than two people were killed in this thing. This is very intense. When I saw it from the air, it's fairly narrow footprint on the ground compared to some of them we've had in other places, but where it hit, just very, very intense, knocking things down. And
that was just a few snippets from our hours and hours of coverage in the aftermath of the Good Friday 2009 tornadoes that ravaged Rutherford County, the heart of Tennessee, right here in Murfreesboro. That's just part of the news coverage that we bring you on a daily basis here on WGNS. You're going to hear stories that affect you, Rutherford Countyans, and that's why we continue to strive to bring you the most up-to-date news and information. When storms strike, Radios are all you have, but we're on the radio, we're on the internet, we are everywhere you need us to be in a time of crisis. When you need the latest in local news, we're right here, and that's where we have been since January 1st, 1947, and will continue to be. Here on this January 1st, we take a look back over the history of WGNS, and music, of course, in the early days, a very special part of that.
WGNS, your good neighbor station, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Darn the clock, don't say it's 5 o'clock.
Yes, it's 5 o'clock and time to refresh at McCord & Harris Soda Fountain. Meet your friends and wet your whistle at McCord & Harris Soda Fountain. Refreshments and pleasant surroundings, McCord & Harris on the square in Murfreesboro. Hi there, old faithful. Well, we're back again. We told you Thursday afternoon we would be gone, but we would be back, so we came back pretty quick. Bill Pearcy took over our show for us Friday, and he did kind of square things up a little there. He played Russ Morgan and Sammy Kay and a little organ music. I was catching that show at home, so we'll have to try to write things back up today with a little more music. So you stick around, and we'll help round you up. Well, to get our show started today, we have Woody Herman and his wood choppers up. Woody and the boys are going to play a new little number that they just recorded for Columbia, Someday, Sweetheart. Well, with the playing of That's a Plenty by Pee Wee Hunt and his Dixieland Band, we bring to close today's show of Rounding Up the Square. Comes to you every day at this time, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. So we'll be looking for you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Bill Barris, and so long. WGNS, your good neighbor station, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. The time, 5:30.
WGNS, your good neighbor station, was there in the 40s and 50s to take you to Seward Air Force Base.
From Seward Air Force Base in the heart of Middle Tennessee, the Liberty Broadcasting System sends your way 30 minutes of your favorite music by one of the nation's newest and most popular dance bands, Billy May and his orchestra. And to open our program this evening, Billy May and the band, and You're Driving Me Crazy. Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen, music of Billy May and his orchestra. Billy, come over to the microphone a moment.
Thank
How
you,
are
John.
You this
Fine. Very good. Bird.
Very happy to have
Wonderful
you
crowd
tonight.
Here.
Certainly is, really is. Billy, I believe that's a record from your forthcoming album,
that's
isn't that right?
That's right. It's an album that'll be released about the 1st of May.
Well, wonderful. We'll all be looking forward to that. All right, so we have more music then by Billy May and the orchestra, a tune that's rather easy to remember.
Yes,
as a
that's
matter
right.
of fact.
Unforgettable.
Unforgettable. From Seward Air Force Base, Tennessee, you've been listening to 30 minutes of your favorite music by one of America's favorite bands, Billy May and his orchestra. This program came to you from the base gymnasium at Seward Air Force Base and was broadcast through the facilities of Liberty affiliate WGNS in nearby Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Our appreciation to Colonel Norton Van Sicklin, wing commander of the 314th Troop Carrier Wing, and to Captain Franklin Zerbe, base personnel services officer. This is John Hood speaking, and this is America's second largest major network, the Liberty Broadcasting System.
This is Liberty in Rutherford County, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Boots, boots, boots. Yes, the Hub Store on the west side of the square has boots for everyone. Boots, boots, boots. For the men, the Hub Store has 4 buckle boots, 5 buckle boots, zipper boots, and knee boots. Boots, boots, boots. For the ladies, the Hub has reindeer, slip-on rubber boots, and fur-lined waterproof boots. Boots, boots, boots. For the children, the Hub has slip-on rubber boots, 4 buckle boots, and zipper boots. Boots, boots, boots. That's the Hub Store where you can get boots, boots, boots for the entire family.
Correct time now is 10 o'clock, and time for the news.
The UN High Command has placed the blame for the Korean truce stalemate directly on the Kremlin. In the heaviest fighting since mid-December, the Allies attacked the Communist forces along...
Then I wish I was in Dixieland. Hooray, hooray. In Dixieland, I make my stand to live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south to Dixie. Away, away, away down south to Dixie.
the music of Johnny Long and his orchestra, and everyone is certainly enjoying very listenable and danceable music. Well, I can't make up my mind as to introduce the next number or not. Should I or should I not? Should I, that's it. Rod Kinder in the Glee Club.
Here on the WGNS Action Line, a look back in history. Since 1947, WGNS has been on the air as your good neighbor station, serving Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Laverne, and Rutherford County since 1947, and glad to do that. What you were listening to was a broadcast from the old Seward Air Force Base in Smyrna. It was a live broadcast back in 1950. One of the voices you heard in that, and you'll hear in this next piece, is former radio star and former state representative John Hood.
Well, would that we could stay with you all evening, but our time is gone. Time to close our session of music by Johnny Long and the orchestra. From Stuart Castle's Space in the heart of Middle Tennessee, LBS has brought you the music of young America's favorite, Johnny Long and his orchestra. Broadcasting before almost 3,000 airmen and their guests from the base maintenance hangar here at Stuart, home of the 342th Troop Carrier Wing. Our appreciation to Colonel Hart L. Prendle, base commander, and Captain Frank Serby, personnel services officer, for their assistance and hospitality, making this program possible. This program came to you through the facilities of Liberty Affiliate WGNS, the Good Neighbor Station in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Music was such a part of WGNS for many years, but in the early 1990s, before many radio stations had the courage to do so, we went to talk radio, and that format has offered opportunities to reach out into this community more now than ever before. Here is a snippet from a previous Action Line with Bart Walker.
There are people that we have talked with who are literally afraid to come out their homes.
Because they're afraid somebody will beat them up.
Afraid of the drugs, afraid of steal a bike, sell it for drugs, or whatever.
That is scary.
It is very scary.
I mean, to think that this is happening right here in what we call the heart of Tennessee.
Yes.
Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
And all the ministers. I had no idea that you all would be on this morning with this. Last few days, I've been contemplating just getting my life over with because there's so much pressures in my home. I'm mentally abused in my home. I have a son that suffers an addiction. I'm really catching it hard. And I feel like I can't live no more. I've been through all kinds of abuse from childhood, molested.
Let me say this to you. It took a lot of effort and courage for you to call. And right now, we're here in prayer for you. And remember, God always has someone in the family whom he wants to use to change the condition of the family. And we want you to know that an end in your life is not going to solve the problem that you're confronting.
I just get tired.
I know it gets hard.
The misery.
Yes.
Not respected.
And remember, people love you. That's the important thing. And you are needed. And you probably are the glue that's holding your family together right now. So they need you too.
Will you be there, Bart?
I'll be here all day.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And don't do anything. Will you promise us that?
Right.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you for calling.
We're taking a look back at WGNS. Since 1947, we have been on the air serving Rutherford County in this community. It's our birthday. Born January 1st, 1947, and we're celebrating that here on the WGNS Action Line on this special edition, New Year's Day edition of the Action Line. I'm Brian Barrett. As we take a look back with some of the audio that we've been able to pull from the archives, one thing that we have done over the years since the early days and even now, of course, with technology, we can go places quicker, faster, and we can go places now that we couldn't go before, including courtrooms. For instance, when we have news from the Rutherford County Courthouse, we can break in and give that to you live and direct here on the radio. That was the case back when former Cannon County Sheriff Charlie Brandon was convicted by a Rutherford County court.
You're listening to live coverage on WGNS of the sentencing of Cannon County Sheriff Charlie Brandon. We're in Judge Donaldson's office.
If I take this plea and Mr. Brandon comes up here, will he read into the record his statement?
Yes, sir.
I think it is only right for me to tell you why I'm going to accept this agreement. Not to be disrespectful to Mr. Lowry, who I do respect, and to General Weitzel, but to be quite honest, what the people of Cannon County want in this case is irrelevant. In fact, it is offensive. A friend of mine who's from Cannon County, who knows I can't talk about cases, didn't hesitate to walk up and tell me if I didn't grant this man probation, he'd never vote for me again. I don't care. Being a judge is a lot more important than votes. A man in this room has violated the trust that Cannon County put in him. Wasn't a judge, wasn't a DA, wasn't a defense lawyer. Sheriff Brandon did. But I have to make the decision whether to accept this based upon what the law is in this state. And when I got elected, I promised to follow the law. But Mr. Brandon, I'm going to accept your plea today. I'm going to let you step up here and do that. Step right up here, please, sir. But first, I'm going to let you read into the record this statement. I want to tell you I've reviewed the statement. Step right up here, please, sir.
Charlie Brandon stepping to the microphone now.
Sir.
He's going to go up, actually up beside the judge.
Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so have you got it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, MC. Last week, Mr. Lowry, you faxed to me this statement that was signed by Sheriff Brandon. I appreciate the comments in it, and to be quite honest, that carried some weight with this court in regard to whether or not I was going to accept an agreement made by the district attorney here. So, Sheriff Brandon.
I am sorry for these violations, and I'm sorry for what it has done to my ability to be an effective sheriff in Cannon County. I am sorry for the inconvenience that I have caused the judicial system as a result of these investigations and the trial. And I am extremely embarrassed and sorry for the embarrassment that my family has suffered as a result of these charges and the public trial that I went through. I am sorry for the embarrassment of the citizens of Cannon County, Tennessee, and I can only say that I have learned a very hard lesson from these experiences and that I have made a sincere promise to myself, to my family, and to all those that I come in contact with, that it is my intention to do better in life and have a greater respect for the rules and laws of society.
Thank you, sir. My esteem, Mr. Brand, is that you're willing to waive venue and let me take care of this Cannon County case here today. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
You heard these facts announced by the district attorney in regard to the charge of misconduct. Are those facts basically true?
Yes, sir.
Sir, is anyone forcing you or coercing you to enter this plea today?
Sir.
Mr. Lowry is your retained attorney. Has he done a good job for you?
Yes, sir.
Got any gripes or complaints against him?
No, sir.
Sir, I will go ahead and accept that plea, find you guilty of the offense of official misconduct, sent you to 2 years in the state penitentiary as a range 130% offender. Mr. Brandon, I know this has been a difficult time in your life.
Yes, sir.
I bet it's been a difficult time for your wife and your children as well. It's also caused a lot of people to lose friends. It's caused me to lose some friends. I hate that. But the first President Bush said that we that get elected to public office, we should serve to honor. I got that up here, so I never forget it. I don't understand how you got into all this. I really don't. But you have not served to honor that position. I bet you've seen in New York where we're honoring all those policemen and firefighters and those people that rushed up to that World Trade Center. I know the policemen in Cannon County would have done the exact same thing. I don't believe it was your intention to bring disrespect to your office or to those people, but you did that. I hope that this has been an important lesson to you. I think it has. You told me it was. I take your word at that. As I said, I accept your plea. Thanks, sir. You step down.
Former Sheriff Charlie Brandon stepping down. Live from the Rutherford County Circuit Court Division 3, Judge Don Ash. And the Sheriff of Cannon County has accepted all of the agreements. He has immediately agreed to resign from office. The people are clearing the courtroom at this time. It was a packed courtroom. That concludes the broadcast here from the Rutherford County Circuit Court Division 3, Judge Don Ash. Yes, presiding, this is a live broadcast on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Raise your right hand.
We a special New Year's Day edition of the Action Line as we look back over the history of WGNS, just a small part. We can't do it here in 50 minutes, obviously, but we can bring you some of the more interesting opportunities that we've had to serve you since 1947. January 1st, 1947, the day WGNS went on the air to serve this great community that we all call home. We've even brought conversation in from a former president who was then current sitting president. Bart Walker had the opportunity to talk with then-president Bill Clinton.
Mr. President, our question deals with the farms in the future, the farmers, family farms in the future. The economy is booming here in Rutherford County. The population's exploding, and as a result, the family farms are being turned into subdivisions. At the same time, though, most students majoring in agriculture here at Middle Tennessee State University, they're going into related agriculture fields, not into farming. What we want to ask, are there plans for low-interest loans or other programs that would enable and encourage graduating agricultural students to get into farming?
Yes, we actually have a program that provides low-interest loans for first-time farmers, as well as a program in the Department of Agriculture that gives a kind of technical support and assistance for new farmers. And one of the things that I've asked Secretary Glickman to do is to assess the adequacy of that program and to look at some of the things we're doing in non-farm communities, setting up community financial institutions that make extra loans and things of that kind to see if they might be relevant to first-time farmers. As I said at the beginning of our interview here, you know, I've got the national officers of the FFA here with me. And these young farmers are the future of America. The average farmer is about 59 years old in America today. And I'm very concerned about that. In places where, like in Murfreesboro, where you're doing very well economically, if a farmer chooses to sell his or her land to a developer and you subdivide it, well, there's nothing I can do about it, and probably nothing you would want to do about it. You don't want to remove the right to do that if that's what the market is dictating. But I think where young people want to farm and are able to farm, if they can get the credit, they ought to be able to get the loans at affordable terms and in good repayment terms. One of the things that we've done for college loans since I've been here that I think might have some applicability to first-time farmer loans I want to look at is to structure the repayment in a way that's tied directly to income. So, for example, if a young person wants to go to college and then take a job as a school teacher, and another one goes to college and takes a job as a stockbroker. Stockbroker can, and they borrow the same exact amount of money to get out of college, but the stockbroker has an income of three times a school teacher's. Under the new provisions of our college loan program, the school teacher can pay back the money with a ceiling on it as a percentage of his or her income. So if a young person wants to go into some sort of public service, to be a police officer, a nurse, a school teacher, a social worker, you know, something like that, they can do that. Well, if you think about the early years of farming and how meager the income might be, there may be something we can do to structure the same sort of loan program for first-time farmers. So we're looking at a lot of other options, but we do have, to go back to your first question, we actually do have a program in the department for first-time farmers to provide for loans and for technical assistance to help them get started.
I would also add, we now have an Office of Outreach that provides technical...
Back in 2003, WGNS was very much in the conversation, in the debate, if you will, here in our community about the posting of the Ten Commandments in public places. And we took you live to a rally on the square in Murfreesboro.
This is a WGNS special report. On Monday morning, about 50 to 60 persons gathered on the west side of the Murfreesboro Square to show support of placing the Ten Commandments in the Rutherford County Courthouse. Jim Averett, pastor of the Bellwood Baptist Church, tells us how the local court case stands.
It hadn't been tried yet. It's still pending. We don't know when it'll come up. I've talked to the lawyers of how far it's coming. He said, nothing. It's just sort of sitting there, and we don't know when it'll come up. I just wish that we could have still had the commandments hanging there, and then it wouldn't care if it didn't come up for 50 years. But we don't have them now, but we hope it'll turn out good. They're waiting on a result from Kentucky. I think it's going to affect when our case here in Rutherford County will come up. Of course, in some states, they rule for the Ten Commandments being hung in the courthouse.
We have someone else who is a part of the crowd here today. Let me get your name.
My name is Carrie Scoggins.
Tell us, what do you feel about the gathering today?
I feel that the ACLU is wrong. There is no freedom from religion in our Constitution. Our founding fathers stood on government lands. They openly prayed, read the Bible, and quoted scripture straight from the book on government lands. They were standing on government land when they did this. They would not have contradicted themselves with their actions by saying that they wanted a freedom from religion. They wouldn't have done these things themselves if they didn't want us to have that same freedom. And also, the fact that there are New Age symbols up on government lands right now. The Eye of Horus on our dollar bill is a Wiccan, a New Age deity. The obelisk that stands right there is a symbol for the pagan god Osiris, and that is also worshipped by Wiccans and a lot of New Agers. The Statue of Liberty is the goddess Ishtar, that is a New Age and Wiccan deity. And it is Wiccans, which is a form of witchcraft, that are bringing this court case up. They're the ones that are complaining, and they have their symbols up on government lands everywhere. So I think it's hypocrisy and it's discrimination against the church.
Let's talk to some more people who are here. Kevin Barrett, pastor of Zion Hill Baptist Church here in Murfreesboro. Tell us what this gathering today meant to you, and what impact do you think it's going to have on the issue?
This gathering was important to me. Not only am I here to support Justice Moore from Alabama, but I have a 7-month-old son at home, and I fear that our country is declining morally, and that if we don't take a stand now, that our heritage, our Christian heritage, is going to be erased, our rights will be stripped away from us, and my son would have to grow up in a country unlike that of my grandfather and my father. And I want to make sure that my son grows up in the same America that they grew up in. We have a Christian heritage. The first 6 words of the Mayflower Compact are, "In the name of God, amen." General George Washington, the first president of the United States, said it's impossible to rightly govern without God and the Bible. Yet at the same time, liberal groups such as the ACLU have tried to educate American people to believe that we don't have that Christian heritage. So I'm just here to voice the fact that we do have that heritage here in America, and that I'm proud of that heritage.
We're talking now with Ann Hawkins. I understand that you put this all together. What motivated you to do that?
I saw what Judge Moore was doing. I felt like Christians here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, need to back him up, especially when I heard the gentleman saying something about questioning whether there's more than one God. There is one God. And I had to come give my voice that there's one God and I serve Him.
Again, that audio back from 2003, when this community was discussing the Ten Commandments in public places. A rally was held on the Rutherford County Courthouse lawn in support of the Ten Commandments being posted. And that was from that conversation there. Also, WGNS was proud to be the home of Paul Harvey during his illustrious career. And one of his more famous broadcasts, an open letter from God.
From now on, I'm quoting an open letter from God. "My dear children, and believe me, that is all of you, I consider myself a pretty patient guy. I mean, look at the Grand Canyon. It took millions of years to get it right. And about evolution, boy, nothing is slower than designing that whole Darwinian thing to take place, cell by cell and gene by gene. And I have been patient through your fashions, your civilizations, wars, and schemes, and the countless ways that you take me for granted until you get yourselves into big trouble again and again. I want to let you know about some of the things that started ticking me off. First of all, your religious rivalries are driving me up a wall. Enough already. Let's get one thing straight. These are your religions, not mine. I'm the whole enchilada. I'm beyond them all. Every one of your religions claims that there's only one of me, which, by the way, is absolutely true, but in the very next breath, each religion claims that it's my favorite one, and each claims its Bible was written personally by me, and that all of the other Bibles are man-made. Oh, me. How do I ever begin to put a stop to such complicated nonsense? All right. Listen up now. I am your father and mother, and I don't play favorites among my children. Also, I hate to break it to you, but I don't write. My longhand is awful, and I've always been more of a doer anyway. So all of your books, including those Bibles, were written by men and women. They were inspired men and women. They were remarkable people, but they also made mistakes here and there. And I made sure of that so that you would never trust a written word rather than your own living heart. You see, one human being to me, even a bum on the street, is worth more than all of the holy books in the world. That's just the kind of a guy I am. My spirit is not an historical thing. It's alive right now, as fresh as your next breath. Holy books and religious rites are sacred and powerful, but they are not more so than the least of you. They were only meant to steer you in the right direction, not to keep you arguing with each other, and certainly not to keep you from trusting your own personal connection with me. Which brings me to my next point about your nonsense. You act like I need you and your religions to stick up for me or win souls. For my sake, please don't do me any favors. I can stand quite well on my own, thank you. I don't need you to defend me. I don't need constant credit. I just want you to be good to each other. And another thing, I don't get all worked up over money or politics, so stop dragging my name into your dramas. For example, I swear to me that I never threatened Oral Roberts. I never rode in any of Rajneesh's Rolls Royces, and I never told Pat Robertson to run for president. And I have never, ever had a conversation with Jim Baker or Jerry Falwell or Jimmy Swaggart. Of course, come Judgment Day, I certainly intend to. Now, the thing is, I want you to stop thinking of religion as some sort of a loyalty pledge to me. The true purpose of your religions is so that you can become more aware of me, not the other way around. Believe me, I know you already. I know what's in each of your hearts. And I love you anyway, with no strings attached. So lighten up and enjoy me. That's what religion's best for. What you seem to forget is how mysterious I am. You look at the petty differences in your scriptures and you say, well, if this is the truth, then that can't be. But instead of trying to figure out my paradoxes and unfathomable nature, which, by the way, you never will, why not open your hearts to the simple common threads of every religion? You know what I'm talking about. Play nice with each other. Love and respect everyone. Be kind. Even when life is scary or confusing, take courage and be of good cheer, for I'm always with you. And learn how to be quiet so that you can hear my still, small voice. I don't like to shout. Leave the world a better place by living your life with dignity and gracefulness. For you are my own child. Hold back nothing from life. For the parts of you that can die surely will, and the parts that can't won't. So don't worry. Be happy. I stole that last line from Bobby McFerrin, but who gave it to him in the first place? Simple stuff now. Why do you keep making it so complicated? It's like you're always looking for an excuse to be upset. And I am very tired of your main excuse. Do you think I care whether you call me God or Yahweh or Jehovah, Allah, Wakatonka, Brahma, Father, Mother, even the void of Nirvana? Do you think I care which of my special children you feel closest to, Jesus, Mary, Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, or any of the others? You can call me and my special ones any name you choose, if only you will go about my business of loving one another as I love you. How can you keep neglecting something so simple? No, I am not telling you to abandon your religions. Enjoy your religions. Honor them. Learn from them. Just as you should enjoy, honor, and learn from your parents. But do you walk around telling everyone that your parents are better than theirs? Your religion, like your parents, may always have the most special place in your heart. I don't mind that at all. And I don't want you to combine all of the great traditions into one big mess. Each religion is unique for a reason. Each has a unique style so that people can find the best path for themselves. But, my special children, the ones that your religions revolve around all live in the same place, in my heart. And they get along perfectly, I assure you. The clergy must stop creating a myth of sibling rivalry where there is none. My blessed children of earth, the world has grown too small for your pervasive religious bigotries and confusion. The whole planet is now connected by air travel, satellite dishes, telephones, fax machines, rock concerts, diseases, and mutual needs and concerns. Get with the program. If you really want to help me celebrate the birthday of my son Jesus, then commit yourselves to figuring out how to feed your hungry and clothe your naked and protect your abused and shelter your poor. And just as important, make your own everyday life a shining example of kindness and good humor. I've given you all of the resources you need if only you abandon your fear of each other and begin living and loving and laughing together. If Finally, my children everywhere, remember whose birthday you honor on what you call Christmas Day, December 25, and the fearlessness with which he chose to live and die. As I love him, so do I love each of you. Now, I am not really ticked off. Not really. I just wanted to grab your attention because I hate to see you suffer. But I gave you free will. So what can I do now other than try to influence you through reason, persuasion, and a little old-fashioned guilt and manipulation? After all, you know, I am the original Jewish mother. I just want you to be happy. And I'll sit in the dark. I really am. Indeed, I swear, with you, always, always, trust in me, your one and only God. End quote. Paul Harvey. Good day.
One more piece of audio here to share before our time gets away as we look back over the history of WGNS. We went on the air January 1st, 1947, and of course everyone remembers where they were on the day the Twin Towers were struck in New York back in 2001. But what about 2002? We were at a rally on the square here in Murfreesboro to show support for those who passed away and of course those who were fighting for our freedom in the war against terror.
You can hear our county executive Nancy Allen in the background. We're about to go up to the podium. We'll also be hearing from Murfreesboro Mayor Tommy Bragg.
On behalf of the city of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, we would like to welcome you to this 9/11 remembrance. We come together on the one-year anniversary of 9/11 to remember and pay tribute to the men, women, and children at Ground Zero in New York, a farm field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., who were the victims of the tragic events of that day. May their memory be preserved. May the ugliness of that day be overcome by the many acts of heroism demonstrated by so many, from police, firefighters, rescue and ambulance personnel, military, Port Authority, and countless others that joined in the rescue recovery effort. Let us recognize the Red Cross and the five from here that traveled to New York: Norm McVicker, Dr. Pete Preston, John Roberts, Linda Skinner, and Gloria Lofton. Linda Skinner and Gloria Lofton are, in fact, back in New York now. Each of us here today will long remember where we were on that world-altering day when the first airplane struck the North Tower of the Twin Towers in New York. The image of the tattered American flag rescued from the rubble, flying proudly over the devastation, will never be forgotten and has become a symbol of American freedom. We are a nation of patriots.
Well, as you can see, New Year's Day isn't just a celebration of the start of a brand new year for us here at WGNS. It's also a birthday, the day the Good Neighbor Station was born. And yes, the GNS that we signed on with in 1947 means the same today as it did back then, Good Neighbor Station. We are proud to be your Good Neighbor Station here in Rutherford County. We are all neighbors, and we are here to be your good neighbor, bringing you the most up-to-date information about what matters most to you right here in Rutherford County. Thanks again for joining us on this special edition of the WGNS Action Line. I'm Brian Barrett. Have a great New Year's Day.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.